Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Dzogchen count, it's called Yellow Self-Existing Human, and it is the fourth day of the Red Moon Wave Spell, and it is the Galactic Moon, day three. So we're in the very beginning of a new moon, as in a 28-day span of time that replaces a month in natural time. Natural time is essentially two of the many Mayan calendars. It is a 13 moon or 13 month calendar dividing the 365 day year into 28 day months. That is 13 times 28 is 364 days with a day left between years celebratory. The year starts on July 26th, always, and the day between years is always July 25th. And so we are past the middle of our year, our 13-moon year. The galactic moon is the eighth moon, and so if there are 13, it means that we sort of tip the scales into the second half or evolving wave spell, 13 moon wave spell, that is also part of the year's dynamic. I'll talk about the galactic moon, but I'm going to start with situating us in the red moon wave spell. So many moons. There's the full moon in the sky, and then there is the wave spell called red moon, and then there is this thing, the moon, the 28-day month we're in, that's the galactic moon, within the 13 moon calendar. It's all these layers of concepts. The most familiar for many is just that the moon is in the sky. You can see it. It's really big. The old aspirin tablet moon of childhood looks like a vitamin. It's big. It's making an impact on the ocean and ourselves. And I've had this cool experience, you know, for the last 11 years of living next to the ocean. I grew up next to the ocean, but I took some time away inland. And so I now live two blocks from the ocean, which is the closest I've lived since I was really small. And I can see the tide change every day. And it doesn't change drastically every day, but it changes every day. And there are huge high tides where you can't even get to the beach. There is no beach every morning. This is not exciting news, but it's exciting if you think about your body being affected the same way the ocean is. And when we have extreme tides around the full moon and the new moon, so do our bodies. And, you know, if you're a regular listener, I repeat myself. This is just one of my main staple statements about following the calendar, is that natural time gives us a Mayan orientation. So a sort of ancient, indigenous, extremely intelligent understanding of cyclical time experience. And the Maya were such incredible scholars of the movements of the stars and how they can be traced in our own human movements on Earth. And they're not revered, they're not recognized, the Maya. But we recognize them here, and then once we have sort of synced ourselves with the Mayan ideology or the mindset of tracking time as they did, then that's just a, as a structure that gets us into a discipline. But then all of us should bounce around and just notice the things in nature, natural time being the study of nature and our own human nature and how we as human animals relate to the broader natural element, some of it on Earth, some of it beyond the Earth, the nature of the cosmos, anything that interests you. We have 20 day signs so that you can be re-interested in 20 fundamental aspects that the Maya chose, from the snake to the sun. And so those become points of reference or interest as we move through the day signs. But there are all the, you know, the other aspects that you discover when you're walking outside or traveling to other places, and suddenly the landscape is sparked anew in your eyes and in your synapses. And that is what we're here to do. We're here to wake up to things that feel less artificial and less automated and less machined and less industrial and less post-industrial, less technological. And that is why somehow this becomes a personal confession. Like, it's really hard for me to podcast lately, but not because I don't want to sit here and chat, talk it up. But I don't want to do the process on my computer. I mean, the microphone's fine. It's like a little friend. It's like a little friend that I talk to right in its ear. It's a big, round, fuzzy thing. But I'm not down with technology in the moment, because there is a huge natural impulse, meaning when the moon is dominant and the tides are dominant and the red moon wave spell coordinates, and I will get to talking about it, I'm not very good at machinery and automated stuff. Okay, so let me finally mention, so the red moon wave spell, we're in our fourth day. Yeah, I guess that means it began on Thursday. Red magnetic moon, white lunar dog, blue electric monkey, and yellow self-existing human. That's the run we've had in the red moon wave spell so far. The red moon wave spell follows the yellow warrior wave spell. So I felt like the first day, red magnetic moon, was just sort of like, oh, fuck, yeah, finally. Finally, I'm not in this like accumulated conflict-based, super defensive stance of yellow warrior. Yellow warrior for me, way back when it began, wasn't as strong out of the gate, you know, in that mode, but it got there, you know, and it was very enhanced by the culture crisis. We had some crises. I'm just not going to revisit them because there's always a new one, but I got super defensive because I felt like the culture war, my side's losing. I do feel that right now. So my side's losing, and it's scary and it hurts, and I'm watching people go down that I care about. And it is a full scale, like CGI level battlefield. So that was when I started becoming kind of like the sociopathic warrior who can't take it anymore and is just like maybe, you know, not as martially restrained, but just, you know, cranky and, PTSD on the field. So that happened. So then when we get to red magnetic moon, I sort of was like, oh, okay, I feel more relaxed, and like we made it. Like we made it to red moon. A place of purification. Red moon is the moon in the sky, the moon's influence on water, water within us, water in the world. And then it is also like just water, our relationship to water and how water is purifying, cleansing. I think red moon is a very innate time when we want things to get rinsed, purified. It can be literal, can be house cleaning, but it can also just be like, oh, I just want to get my soul shaken free, bathed free. I just want all of that like tarnished or scummy residue that, you know, I felt it on the battlefield or just, you know, moving through life. I just want to shake it off. I want to be, all the metaphors of water, baptized or purified or rinsed or bathed. And we're drawn to water, perhaps, for bathing in this time. And then the last piece in terms of what Jose Arguelles built for us as a sort of teaching module, purify, flow, universal water. So flow. Things are flowing. The way that water works, let me edify you. I mean, I'm just, water will yield to things that are solid. It's fluid and it yields to things that are solid. It goes around. So we get to feel that in this time. And, you know, there's a lot of new age weight and worth to being able to go with the flow, man. Hey, just go with the flow. It's all good. And so we get to learn that in this time. We get to excel at it. It's easy to do that. It's refreshing to be after the yellow warrior time when we're flinty. And I think you all know what we were. It's nice to be like, oh, it's okay. I'm just going to kind of flow around that. I'm not going to face off with it. I'm not going to be like structurally defensive. I'm just going to roll. So these are the invitations of Red Moon. These are the opportunities for us in this time. We get to feel the natural impulse and the effects of purification. So we want to purify our environment and our actions and even our temperament. We also are going to receive some kind of purification. If it can be, you know, if we can be anointed with that, it'll come from the big spirit world and infuse us in this wave spell with purification. Then we are going to do lots of things with water, and we are going to be under the influence of the moon consciously, and we're going to be watchful of the moon, and then we are going to be in the flow, following the flow, feeling the flow, ourselves fluid. And it's very feminine. That was something I talked about another podcast, you know, in anticipation of Red Moon, working through the archetypal masculine of Yellow Warrior. Now we drop into archetypal feminine, and you know, I'm going to learn as a woman, what does that mean for me? You, if you're male, you can learn the same thing. I just went through Yellow Warrior learning about my own masculine defense structure / virility / fiery anger, intolerance. That's not putting that on men. Please understand. It's just more the protective, outwardly fixated, bolstering strength against intruders. That would be an archetypal masculine aspect of self. And now we're deep inside, in the interior, deeper than our skeletal structure. You know, we are in just the wetness of self. The part of ourselves physically that is always in motion, because bloodstream, lymph, all these watery places within us are, you know, organs and internal streams, and it's all in motion in order to keep us alive. But also we forget. I mean, when we're sitting around on the couch, we don't know that we're still completely in motion, and this is part of the teaching of the time. And yeah, there we go. I mean, in terms of moods and awareness, I'm podcasting from Yellow Self-Existing Human, another fuck day. Like, I just, there have been a slew of them. It has been hard to come out of the really pivotally love-filled wave spell of White Dog, followed by the dream time orientation of Blue Knight, to get through that Yellow Warrior moment, and Red Moon again being purification. You know, we bump into the Yellow Human Day, that our form of service for the wave spell, self-existing day. What form of service will I take in this wave spell? Well, I'm going to be a human exploring free will and influence over others. And wisdom, you know, that humans are smart. Humans are wise. We're wise because we can watch our own behaviors and others and learn and take a different tact if we want to improve our actions, improve the outcome. But that also works in, you know, the shadow energy of humanity, where we're like, if you want to get richer and you want to get richer at the expense of others, you just steal from them. I mean, that's just a very, very kindergarten example of, you know, the kind of ill that humans will do because of their wisdom. And so I don't need to speak or preach on all that. It's just like, oh, well, here we are in the red moon wave spell where things are flowing. And then we hit like the sharp turn, however, smack up against a boulder, which is, to encounter the dynamic of yellow human, or at least humans, that a yellow human day will show the shadow and light of humanity, that we are light-filled creatures, yellow humans, illuminated, and then we have the intractable dark force within our culture, within our species, that is, survivalistic, not necessarily unilluminated, but really self-centered, using free will to have one's own survival first. So I don't know. Red Moon Wave Spell is going pretty well until then. Let's see if I can be more focused. I want to talk about the Galactic Moon because I think it is the best moon of the year in terms of a message. I think that the Galactic Tone is the best tone of the 13 in terms of a message. Doesn't mean that it's my favorite. It doesn't mean that there's a hierarchy. I just love the question that Jose Arguelles came up with. He invented questions for each of the 13 tones. And the question for the galactic tone, or the galactic moon, meaning 28 days of the tone, is do I live what I believe? And I can sort of review the questions because I happen to have some of my literature right in front of me. So often I am trying to remember them and I get it mostly right, but there'll be big gaps, but I have it right here. Some Pretty Resonant Truth publication, which you can buy. It's not very much money. That's why I don't really care about asking you to consider buying it, because I haven't raised my prices in a decade, so inflation is in your favor. So the question, I'm going to go through them. I'm going to read them. Magnetic, what is my purpose? Lunar, what is my challenge? Electric, how can I best be of service? Self-existing, what form will my service take? Overtone, how can I best empower myself? Rhythmic, how can I extend my equality to others? Resonant, how do I attune myself to others? Galactic, do I live what I believe? Solar, how can I attain my purpose? Planetary, how do I perfect what I do? Spectral, how can I release and let go? Crystal, how can I dedicate myself to all that lives? Cosmic, how can I expand my joy and love? There are a lot of great poetic inquiries here. How can I expand my joy and love is lovely. How can I release and let go? But I really love, do I live what I believe? It's the only one that's not with a what or a how or so forth. Do I live what I believe? It just feels very direct, like a clean cut with a blade, just slicing through something. Do I live what I believe? That's what we ask ourselves, and we look at others, but not judgmentally, I hope, in this moon, but we're just like, oh, they're, in our viewpoint, not trying to evangelize the world, but just understanding the Mayan teachings as like a vapor, an ether, that we all are able to inhale, and assume that others, consciously or not, are still pulling in that cosmic consciousness, and they're grappling with whether they live what they believe and trying to. I mean, do I live what I believe is a yes or no question, but it's also an exploration. This whole stretch of the next 25 days and three we've already had, do I live what I believe? I think it calms one down, which is why one of the words for the galactic tone is to harmonize. You know, it gets us in harmony internally. And it really is sort of the golden rule portion of the Mayan teachings, the natural time path, because the galactic moon is asking us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Is that the golden rule? I think that's like a really selfish version of the golden rule. I don't have that one written down. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is that time for us. Just living in integrity, living with ourselves in harmony, our parts put back together from the Yellow Warrior Wave spell, for example. We might feel like we got smashed into a bunch of pieces and then we try to, you know, bandage ourselves back together. But this whole galactic moon is going to complete that process so that we're unified again, so that we are restored. Because when we are restored whole in some way, integrated from whatever smash up life delivers us, we put ourselves back together, maybe not even the original form or shape. I'm really into like collage and mosaic art, which is all about things being cut up or, you know, mismatched, broken with a hammer, and then recreated in harmony. And that's exactly what the galactic tone is inviting. So either we're putting ourselves back the way we were, or we're putting ourselves back differently, but we're getting coalesced, reunified, healed, made whole. And that allows us to be strong people, soulful people, not all broken, shattered by life's traumas, but healed enough in harmony internally so that we can move harmoniously through the world, which every religion and spiritual path advocates. You know, you heal yourself so that you can offer that to someone else. And this is our opportunity here. Remember that because the 13 day wave spells are constantly intersecting with the 13 moon wave spells, we don't only heal ourselves in February, you know, every year when the galactic moon arises. Rather, we have galactic days that are important every 13 days in a process, a wave spell, growth, path, formation, journey. But when we get to in our 13 moon year, when we get to the galactic tone, then I think most of us can recognize that we're ready for 28 days of putting ourselves back together. And not that we got just shattered and obliterated in the resonant moon at all, but rather that the whole dynamic or design of living in wave spell form is to be raw. You know, again, that's natural. The natural state of a human is, I mean, think of a wild animal, the wild wolf versus the domesticated dog. I mean, I'm a dog person now, and I love my domesticated dogs, but we spend a lot of time running around in nature so that they also kind of have that approach, that they get to be kind of a little bit the wild dogs. But humans, and a lot of the draw, I guess, for many of us towards ancient teachings, pre-industrial civilizations, spiritual viewpoints, is because we're aching to be kind of undomesticated ourselves. So in that place of living large, living life, taking risks where we do get pummeled, being in the big ocean of wave spells where we can feel tossed and turned, that's kind of what I think I mean by breakage, but also the culture, it's very obviously American culture radiating outwards now, modern culture, I don't think I was as consciously like, this culture is hard 5 years ago. I think that it's always been hard, maybe as a woman or as a seeker or a hippie. It's been hard to fit into the culture, but it's never felt like it's never felt like full-scale war for me before, because I was not alive during the 60s revolution. So here we are, the culture becomes something that can sort of feel like it shatters us. And anyway, we have the galactic moment to see what can be harmonized for ourselves, and then we look outwardly with that lens at the world and see if any harmonizing happens that we can identify as well out in the world watchfully. I think we're interested in the world. I am. Okay, let me just try to push through a few more synchronistic touches or reflections. One thing to say is that this red moon wave spell exists all on its own, not a big deal, just experience it. But if you care, we're in a 13-year wave spell that's in White Wizard that just began last July 26, 2019. It follows a 13-year red moon wave spell. So everything that happened in the 13 years prior to this year was couched in this red moon energy. And that's something I keep in mind. You may not have that in your mind if you're relatively new, and it may not make much of a difference, but this is very familiar territory for us because we just had this huge run in teachings of purification, you know, in the most painful ways, and flow and universal water. I mean, you know, I don't know what we can say about that in full hindsight. I think that the White Wizard wave spell that we're in, and particularly this being the White Magnetic Wizard year, attracting our purpose this year for 13 years, it's so identifiable. Again, the mythology of White Wizard to me is living within the paradigm where there are sorcerers and healers, the shaman, the medicine man. We see plenty of, stories that are maybe fairy tales, but just the legends that come from different ancient cultures talking about how there will be a hero, and then there'll be everything that goes, you know, on the hero's journey, every obstacle that has to be overcome, every adversary that is to be faced. There's always this beacon of light in the form of a helper, you know, the old sorcerer, the wise woman, some kind of angelic, magical help. And so in the White Wizard wave spell, this is the time of the old sorcerer, the medicine woman, the angelic help. That is what White Wizard is. But White Wizard exists within that paradigm where the healer is present, is named, is focal, because there is so much that has to be healed. So when we are in our White Wizard moments, and this is a long one, we ourselves step into the healer role. We ourselves step into the healing sanctuary where the healer is there to care for us, and we ourselves have to leave the sanctuary as well to face these epic teachings on, survival in human form. And then we can return to the sanctuary. But, you know, the story of the White Wizard time isn't just the sanctuary. It's whatever, you know, makes us desperate for it, whatever we have to be restored from, which sinks us back to where we are in the galactic moon. Restoration is at hand. And yeah, I think I could just talk and talk and talk because, like I said, there's a lot on my mind. There's a lot to filter through. But again, the technology is such that it is the end of my time this time. And unless I have to do like a special edition, we'll just wait. There's a few days that you can name. Red Overtone Skywalker is Monday, and then White Rhythmic Wizard, a White Wizard day to match this year, is on Tuesday, and then Blue Resonant Eagle, first instance viewpoint of the Blue Eagle wave spell, which will come 20 days past that. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.